Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Pastor Kevin.
And I'm Pastor Sherry.
We are the Hunters, and we pastor Grace Christian Center in Port Ludlow. We are honored and delighted to be here with you. Thank you for coming to share the presence of Jesus with us. This morning, we're going to enjoy him and celebrate him in song and prayer and in the Word of God. And we're looking forward to this time with you. We recognize that there's any number of places you could be this morning, but you've chosen to be here with us. Thanks for being here with Grace Christian Center Online. We pray you're strengthened and blessed today. So let's start with a song, and then Pastor Sherry, I know you've got a word to share with us this morning. So we're going to enjoy the presence of God, and so sing with us, won't you? Down the mountain, the river flows, and brings a refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valleys and over the fields, the river is rushing and the river is near. Oh, the river of God sets our feet a dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice for the river is near. The river of God, the river of God is teeming with life, and all who touch it can be revived. Those who linger on this river shore will come back thirsting for more of the Lord. Oh, the river of God sets our feet a-dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice for the river is here. Up the mountain we love to go. Well, up the mountain we love to go to find the presence of the Lord. Along the banks of the river we run. We dance with laughter, giving praise to the sun. Oh, the river of God sets our feet a-dancing. The river of God fills our mouths with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice for the river. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice for the river is here. And we rejoice for the river is here.
One more time.
We rejoice for the river is here. Amen, amen, amen. We see many people joining us online. We're just so thrilled that you're here. The Peels are with us, and the Nordbergs are with us, and Shanta's with us. The Withers are with us, Perrymans are with us, and the Josephs are with us, and we are just so glad you're all here. We ask the Lord to bless and minister to you today,
right,
and be a real strength to your heart and to your life. So the Olavitos are with us now,
great,
and some others are well. Pastor Sherry, you've got something on your heart that you want to share this morning.
Yeah, I really do. The psalm today is so apropos for the day we're living in right now. I can't believe it. As we look at the news and listen to what people are saying about COVID-19 and what's happening in the world, very interesting, this psalm. The psalm talks about the return of the Lord on Judgment Day. He tells the people, hey, listen to me, listen. He describes God's coming, wow, in a blaze of dazzling glory,
wow,
radiating in perfect beauty. The rolling of the thunder and the flames of fire around him. He says he wants to gather his lovers together, the godly ones, whose hearts are one with him.
Beautiful.
Those who are walking in covenant with him. Covenant is very, very important.
You bet it is.
To the Lord.
Yeah.
It's very important that we be lovers of him in covenant with him. He says he doesn't care about all your sacrifices that you're giving. He says he doesn't need them. He doesn't need them. He owns all the cattle on a thousand hills. He has what he needs, but he desires the sacrifices of thanks and gratitude.
Indeed.
He wants his lovers to keep our promises to him. Excellent. Then he goes on in the psalm and he calls out the evildoers. Oh,
now,
wow.
Why are you touching really? My shoulder right when you talk about evildoers? Wait a minute.
No. No, but he calls them out big time in this psalm. Yeah. And he calls them to repentance. Oh, yes. Wow. He's giving another time for repentance.
Yes.
I can't help but wonder if that isn't what the Lord's doing right now.
No, I believe that, Pastor.
Giving a time of repentance for those who have turned their back on him, who are walking away, and for those who've never even heard about him.
Exactly.
To come to him and his beautiful salvation.
And we so often think that I've got to get right with God by something I do. By my works, by sacrifices, in essence.
Yeah.
But what did you share? What did the scriptures say?
Right.
It's not that.
It's by receiving what he's done.
Beautiful.
For us, and then walking in that covenant
Indeed.
Relationship
yeah.
with
Indeed.
Him. He so delights in lives lived in an attitude of grace. Those who choose to walk with him in what's right. And we live that life. Listen to this. He promises he will unfold more of his salvation to
Excellent.
Us. Hallelujah. Let's walk in that life of intimacy and love with him and appreciation and thanksgiving and covenant, because we do get a reward.
Yes, sir.
And the
yes,
reward ma'am. Is he's going to unfold more and more and more of his salvation.
I love it.
He's going to let us in on his secrets.
I love it.
I like secrets. I love secrets. Don't tell me a secret. Some people, don't tell me a secret because I might tell it. It just might slip out. So I always live in fear of that. But any secret the Lord tells me, I hold dear and precious. And he tells me what I can say and what I can't
Indeed.
Say. So that's
yeah.
okay.
You're delightful.
Just human friends. Don't trust me with your secrets, okay? I really don't want to let you down. Anyway, the river of God is flowing this morning, and
Amen.
We're going to jump in and worship
That's
him
right.
with our
That's
hearts
right.
and let him know, hey, Lord, guess what? I'm in covenant relationship with you, and I love you with my whole
Excellent.
Heart. Amen.
Excellent.
Blow him a kiss during worship, too. He likes that really well.
Excellent.
Amen.
Hey, we've got Joseph
God
Guerrero with us this
oh,
morning.
Wow.
And Daryl Merrill.
Hi,
welcome
Daryl.
Back, Daryl. And the Reeses and the Peels. And I feel like saying the Reeses and the Pieces. Anyway, we're just delighted. And there's more. I don't want to miss anybody. But we're delighted and honored. What a beautiful sharing, Pastor Sherry. I've always said you're my favorite preacher.
Oh.
But no, I mean, the beauty of what Jesus has provided for us, and that's what we're here to celebrate.
Right.
You know, the devil may have thought he won when the church facilities had to close down. He didn't win because we all went online. And I want you to know, by the way, some good news. I just got a report that there are well over 100,000 people who have given their lives in just the last week or two since Easter by watching online and giving their lives
watching
to Jesus.
Watching online churches.
Amen. He is our shelter. He's the answer. And we pray for those who are suffering, those who are ill. Pray for the families where loved ones have passed. Our hearts grieve. And we are asking the Lord by his Spirit to give answers, creative answers to our first responders, our physicians, our surgeons, to people
right.
to bring an answer. Church and folks watching, this is not going to last forever. But I do believe that life won't just return in all ways just to normal, because
yeah.
our normal isn't quite what the Lord wants every day.
That's right.
As a nation,
That's
we need
right.
to yield to the Lord.
That's right.
He stopped us all, or at least allowed us all, to be stopped in our tracks, so we would have to stop and say, Lord, are you trying to say something to us? We want to respond to you. Isn't that your heart this morning?
Yeah.
That's our hearts. So pray with us, won't you? Lord, we dedicate this time to you. We surrender our lives to you. We ask you to be glorified. Breathe upon this time with the kiss of your anointing. And Father, let each person within the visual or the sound of our voices, let us all be drawn closer to you than ever before. Lord, we thank you for those who are first responders, surgeons, nurses, physicians, attendants, the radiologists, the people that are working so hard, those that are providing food for them, those who are serving in hospitals. And we ask you, Lord, those who are doing research, bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, refresh them, and let them be encouraged, body, soul, and spirit. Father, we pray for, Lord, as a nation, we come back to you and say, you know we've turned away from you in so many ways, but we ask you to forgive us and wash us clean by your blood. And Lord Jesus, thanks for, you know, even just a couple of weeks ago now, we celebrated Easter, Resurrection Sunday. You died for us, you were buried for us, and you rose again, and we have come here to worship you today. We bless you now in Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
So we're going to sing some songs, and we encourage you to sing along with us at home. And if you don't know all the words, just hum really loud. See if we can hear you from here. And so we're going to enjoy him together, shall we? It goes like this.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God.
You won't grow weary.
You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. You are the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like
many of you might be blessed in the same way, but we are absolutely blessed to be able to live here on the waterfront in Port Ludlow. We see eagles all the time. One of the most powerful birds, majestic to watch in flight, majestic to watch with their young. That song said, you know, you bear us up on wings like eagles. There's a scripture verse that talks about that. He is so good to bear you up. If you're watching this morning and you've had concerns, griefs, maybe fears in your heart about what's going on, the Lord says, fear not. Be of good courage. He'll bear you up on wings like eagles. So let's put our trust in him.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. In the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
You're here turning lives around.
You are here turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are.
Do that part again.
You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
I believe there are people here this morning who need to know that He is your way maker. He's your miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. No matter what happens in life, if things get discouraging, things get disconcerting, He's the one who's got you in the palm of His hands. He's our miracle worker. What a great God.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. To your name. soul and my life. I sing to you, my Lord,
heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we've come here today to worship you. We thank you for your presence and your love, your grace and your mercy. And we pray, O Lord, that in everything we think, do, and say, your anointing will be on this time, that our lives might change forever in your presence. In Jesus' name, receive our worship with thanksgiving, Lord. Amen. How many remember the old commercials, the Vegematic commercials, things where, you know, but wait, there's more. Well, that's the name of this message this morning. But wait, there's more. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Last week, we talked about the Lord basically delivering Peter from shame and renewing and rekindling the fire of the anointing within him and the calling within him. So we're getting ready to listen to final things, if you will. Final words, instructions from Jesus before he ascended. Jesus is teaching, he's mentoring his disciples. And right down to the last minute, he's with them. Their sorrow, their fear, their agonizing shame has been replaced with new joy in his resurrection. But something's stirring. Something's in the air. Something's changing. Something new is coming. They had fished and brought the fish, and Jesus had cooked them a meal from the shoreline, and he had his conversation with Peter. And now we're going to engage in one of his other conversations, one of the last ones. If you'll turn in your Bibles, if you have them, use your phone. We're having a few technical difficulties this morning, I'm sorry. But Luke 24, verses 45 through 49. Luke 24, 45 to 49. Let me read the scriptures. I'll be reading them from the New King James. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." How many nations? All nations. "And you," Jesus speaking to his disciples, "are witnesses of all these things." Verse 49, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued," or clothed upon, if you will, the Greek means, "from with power from on high." Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. But wait, disciples, there's more. Let's share a few points this morning. Number one, we're going to unlock the meanings of some of these words with Jesus. Opens. He opens their understanding, the Bible says. It means he opens thoroughly in the Greek. Consider, if you will, opening a jar or a sealed item. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort. And it can be hard to open a jar of pickles or something. In my case, Mrs. Richardson's hot fudge sauce jar. That can sometimes be hard to open. But, you know, you get that suction or that sound of vacuum seal breaking. And it's such a feeling of success when you get that jar finally open. And sometimes that's how our understanding is. Slow to get it. You know, Jesus said to his disciples several times, "Don't you guys get it yet? I've been with you this long." And sometimes, you know, I just love it. The disciples are just like us, just like me. They look up and they go, after he shares a parable, "Lord, we don't get it." And that's kind of how it is sometimes. But Jesus is saying something to them. He's opening their understanding. So they're going to be able to say, "I finally get it. I understand." The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Pastor Sherry talked about this morning about the psalm and the scriptures talking about unfolding more of his salvation to us. The Holy Spirit is with us as our teacher and unfolds the truths of the Word of God. He opens their understanding. And then that word understanding means intellect, their mind, their meaning. And the King James, that verse literally says he opens their understanding so they can understand. Huh? Well, literally, it means he opens their intellect so they can comprehend. And in the Greek, that word comprehend literally means he opens it up so they can put it all together. There have been a number of things that have happened without understanding, no understanding. How is this clear? We don't get it, Lord. And now he's going to open their eyes from the scriptures so they can put it together. In fact, in this verse, this verse is in here. We're talking from Luke chapter 24, and it's verses 45, or Luke 24, yeah, 45 through 49. He refers to the scriptures, and of course you understand in the Old Testament, they didn't have the canon of the full scripture yet, the New Testament. They're referring to the Holy Writ, the sacred text, Moses, the prophets, the Psalms. John 5, verse 39, Jesus says to the rabbis, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." Meaning, you guys are so careful to study out every verse, every jot, every tittle. You want to squeeze every bit of meaning out of it. And Jesus looks at him. Well, you can sense some exasperation. "But they are those that testify of me," he says. In the Greek, the whole language here means it was binding upon Jesus to suffer the passion, to die, to be buried, to rise again on the third day, fulfilling scriptures. Jesus fulfilled 300 messianic prophecies from the Bible, from the Old Testament scriptures. love the scripture. Let me just say this. Love the Bible. Love the Word of God. I just love His Word. When I was a kid in college, seriously, I would go to bed at night and I'd lay the Bible on my chest and I would just pray and pray myself to sleep. I'd pray, Lord, just let it by osmosis. Let it just work its way into my heart and mind, even as I sleep here at night. I love Your Word. But let me say this. In this time when the whole world is shut down, we don't know how much longer it'll be like this. Let's not miss the time of our visitation. The time that God's allowed to go in and shut the door and take time with Him. Take time in the Word. Study, read it, meditate, devour the Word of God and say, Lord, what is it You're saying? I would hope that we would not finish this time by saying, oh, I wish I had taken more time to read the Bible. The scripture says that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in His name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. That word repentance is the Greek word metanoia, and it means a complete repentance, if you will, a complete reversal of direction. You're going one way, you turn around, and you go the other. You stop, you look, you listen, you respond, and you see things as God sees, and God forgive me, wash me clean by Your blood. You turn around and go the other way. That's the meaning of repentance. And remission, that you would preach about remission. It's freedom and pardon. Freedom, sin being separated from the sinners. And the word sin here, of course, is harmartia. And it means, from the Greek, it means to miss the mark or to err. And did you know that Aristotle introduced that term, harmartian, in the Poetics to describe, literally, the error of judgment of the prime character in a writing, which ultimately brings about the tragic hero's downfall. And it's found in literary criticism as well as the Greek and the New Testament. And God's heart, and Jesus' heart being expressed, is to preach to all the nations, not just your favorite nation, not just Jerusalem, not just Samaria, but to all the nations. Israel was to be the beacon of the light of the presence of God and bringing people to Himself. God's redemption story is that Jesus is for everybody. God's great idea, He's for your neighbors, your family, for people you think might never come to Him. He's for them. Keep praying. Keep reaching out. Keep sharing Jesus with them. Go preach, He says to His disciples, God's great news of repentance and restoration, a full turnaround and a full removal of sins in Jesus Christ. But I'm sending you the promise of the Father. Listen to John 15, verse 20. John 15, verse 26 says, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of Me. Jesus says, I've got an incredible worldwide job for you to do, but first, you've got to receive the promise of the Father. And here's the instruction. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued or clothed upon with power from on high. Let's talk about point number two this morning, instructions. Tarry until you're endued with power. Stay put in Jerusalem. Stay right here because something, someone is coming to you. The promise of the Father. I've told you before about it, the Holy Spirit. I said, if I don't go away, it's a good thing I go away because I will send one after Me. He's coming and you'll be changed forever. Luke 24, verse 49, out of the New American Standard. Stay in the city until you were clothed with power from on high. New Living says, until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. The Passion Version, until the mighty power of heaven falls upon you and wraps around you. There was a doctrine a long time ago, early in the 19th century or 20th century, tarrying. Multitudes of believers waited and waited on God and cried out to God for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. They tarried before the Lord and they were gloriously met. And it is a good thing to wait upon the Lord. But And there were three major outpourings of the Spirit in the 20th century alone, 02 to 06, Azusa Street, revival spread around the world, Pentecostal churches birthed out of that. In 1948, the Latter Rain movement came, not Latter-day Saints, but Latter Rain, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. He will pour out on the, like the former rains and the latter rain, and it was a powerful outpouring, restoration of the gifts of the Spirit. Healing evangelists came flowing out of that stream. And then in the 70s, there came the charismatic renewal. Don't let anybody kid you, it was literally a major outpouring of the Spirit of God all around the world, and denominational walls literally fell down. People loved Jesus, but they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the charismata, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, the gifts of the Spirit were expressed. But they found that tarrying wasn't as essential, but the Holy Spirit was available to all of us. Acts 1, verses 4 and 5. And Acts 1, 4 through 5, and verse 8. Being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. But you, verse 8, shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You'll be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, to the end of the earth. The Greek there for power is the word dunamis, like dynamite or dynamic force, miraculous force, that rushing in of power from God himself, from the Holy Spirit, power to pray, power to believe, power to walk with Jesus daily, the charismata, the gifts of the Spirit. There are some who believe in cessationism. The gifts of the Spirit all passed away. The scripture doesn't show us that. It shows us a continuationism. The book of Acts is still being written today. We believe in being Spirit-empowered believers who walk with the Lord and embrace his Holy Spirit. As a kid, I grew up, my mom was a preacher's kid. I grew up going to church every Sunday. I'm sorry, I couldn't stand going to church, but I went every Sunday, and it didn't mean anything to me. I was always told, go live a good Christian life. You're supposed to do that. But nobody told me there was the power that enabled me to do that. I only received part of the gospel, and the full gospel was as yet not heard by me, not understood by me. When I understood it, I asked God, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit. And he was gracious to pour out his Spirit upon me. And I will tell you, the Holy Spirit has given me the keeping power to walk with him. Nearly 50 years later, doesn't mean I've never made a mistake. Of course I have. I've sinned. I've done that. Thank God for his grace and mercy. But the burning power in my soul and in my heart for Jesus Christ is alive yet. And the flames burn still because I want him. I love him. I need him. I want to walk with him every day. And the Holy Spirit is inside speaking to me, guiding me, saying to me, Kev, don't go there. Don't, Kev, do this. And I just thank God for that living relationship with Jesus. And he's got a living relationship for you as well. If you've embraced this in your own life, you understand what I'm talking about. You'll be clothed upon, endued with power from on high. Have you received the promise of the Father? Today, I want to zero in on just one more aspect of that before we close. We'll have many to come in the ensuing weeks. Number three, third point this morning, is the Comforter. The Comforter has come. John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, Jesus said, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. New King James, God's Word, New American Standard says, the Helper. New Living says, the Advocate. The Passion says, your Divine Encourager will come to you. The Message says, Friend. Jesus' presence on earth was limited to one place at a time. Through the Holy Spirit, he is in every believer all around the earth, all at the same time. Greater things than these shall you do. He's present in his believers. The Counselor in the Greek is the word parakletos, and it means legal assistants who plead or present a case in the court of law. Jesus pled our case before the Father for the pardon of our sins. The advocate, the comforter, the Holy Spirit walks with us, pleads our case, strengthens, encourages, consoles, helps us, convicts. He is present with us. How can you have peace in a time like this? Peace that passes all understanding? Where the COVID virus has spread around the world and we pray the line is flattening and people aren't being as infected as much, but we don't yet have full solutions. We pray that there are. But how can you have peace? Jesus, His Holy Spirit, is with you. The Comforter is with you. When we grieve, He's here. Some people believe that God created the earth and then walked away, left it all into our hands. Nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus spoke the world into existence. He's the living Word of God. Jesus came to us, died for us, was buried for us, rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit to be with us daily. He's with us. Nothing could be further from the truth. Some people say, I don't want to bug God with these little problems. Not at all. He wants to engage with you through His Spirit, whether it's large or small. Everything that concerns you concerns Him, the Bible says. Those in Jesus, when you pass from this life, you go immediately into the presence of the Lord, into Jesus. Immediately. Some people who have become ill with the COVID virus, some have passed, and we've all grieved over the heartbreak of them passing on their own or alone, not being able to be with their loved ones and their family. There's such a sadness to this. And yet when Jesus is inside, we know that He is there should that passing take place. About 20 years ago, my first wife passed after a 6.5-year illness. And it was a heartbreak for my children, my sons, myself. I will tell you this. The last thing she wanted to do was leave us. But the first thing she wanted to do was see Jesus. If you have that comfort, the Comforter inside your heart, you know He's with you. We're going to give an opportunity in a few moments for you, if you've not given your life to Jesus, to surrender to Him, to yield to Him, to allow His Holy Spirit to be the comfort in you. It is literally powerful, church, that you are not alone. Only in Jesus Christ is it this way. And I'm here this morning. I knew my point, my part. I knew what God wanted me to say. He's here with you now. And He loves you. Receive Him. Receive the Comforter. Then go and do. Then you've got the power to go and do. Then you've got the sense of assurance. Then you've got the sense of His presence and His power in you. Give Him room today. Let the Spirit of God fill you to overflowing. We'll talk all about these things in the next few weeks, the baptism and the Holy Spirit. Yes, you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe. But there's a baptism in His Spirit that is available to you, an overwhelming sense of being whelmed, overflowing with the river of God, the Spirit of God. Jesus loves you so much, He provides in every single way. So I want you to take a look at the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, and these scriptures as we look over the next couple of weeks. Remember, the title of the message is, but wait, there's more. And there is in our Lord. Pray with me, won't you? Father, we thank You for this opportunity to be together in the presence of God this morning. Thank You for the living Word of God. Thank You for Your mercy to us, Your life and Your grace. Thank You for Your Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill us to overflowing. Let the river of God flow in our lives, flow through our lives. Let everyone in the sound of this message this morning come with hunger to Your throne, to You. Say, Lord, fill me up to overflowing with Your Holy Spirit. Strengthen each person this morning. Let healing power break out across our land And as we respond to you as a nation, we turn from our wicked ways and ask you, O God, to heal our land. If you're not giving your life to Jesus this morning, just pray with me. Remember, he loves you so much. Follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you now. I understand that I'm a sinner, lost without you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Take over my life. And right now, by faith, I receive you as my Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. It's all based on his works. Not your works, but his. What good news, huh? We invite you, if you've made that prayer, if you've got anything on your heart or something you want to talk about or ask about, write me, Kevin Hunter at AOL.com. It's really simple. I know that's old-fashioned, but it's simple. Kevin Hunter at AOL.com. You write my wife, Pastor Sherry, at Sherry Hunter at Outlook.com. We invite you to go to GraceChristianCenter.us. GraceChristianCenter.us, and on there you'll find messages. You'll find a series called Launching Your Faith. If you've only just now given your life to the Lord, that's fantastic. If you've been in the Lord, but you've not had much solid teaching about the foundations of our faith, take Launching Your Faith. It's brand new. It's free. It's not brand new, but it's free for you. It'll be brand new to you. And there's materials you can download and learn about the essentials and the foundation stones of walking with the Lord. Get you started in the right way. It's right there for you. Again, absolutely free for you. There's messages on the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are online for you as well. GraceChristianCenter.us. You can find these messages at GCC Port Ludlow on Facebook, on YouTube, GCC Port Ludlow, as well as on GraceChristianCenter.us. If you have needs or burdens or prayers, go to GraceChristianCenter.us. We have an incredible prayer team led by wonderful people. And you can click on that for the prayer team. Let them know your need. And you'll have intercessors that are praying for you. Now next week, be sure to bring the elements for communion. Get your juice. Get your unleavened bread or your crackers. Whatever it is you use in the privacy and the joy of your own home. And we're going to do communion service online again. We do it first Sunday of the month. And can you believe it's almost already the beginning of May. So we'll be doing communion next Sunday. We've talked before about giving. Three simple ways to give. You can write us here, Grace Christian Center at 240 Maple Lane in Port Ludlow, 240 Maple Lane, Port Ludlow, Washington, 98365, or go to GraceChristianCenter.us. There's a giving button, digital giving. Follow that through. It takes a few minutes. Follow the prompts. Set up your own account, and you can give via credit card or you can give as a direct deposit. But thank you for all that you have done, all of those who have given. Your supporting ministry that goes around the world and right here locally in our region as well, feeding and taking care of under-resourced people. And we're just here to let you know that you're blessed and that you're loved. Raise your hands if you would. Do something. If you've not done this before, go ahead and raise your hands and let's ask the Lord to bring blessing and strength to you as we close this service. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Thank you for giving us this time. We love you all. We look forward to seeing you next week on Grace Christian Center Online. God bless.